Hello everyone, this is Patricia Gosen from the Prosperity Zone site. In this audiobook, we are going to see what can clutter teach you about your worst fears. Recently, I have decided to focus on the challenges that many business owners have when going through major transitions in their lives and in their businesses. In the midst of change, we tend to cling on our stuff, on our house, on our books, on our objects, on places, even on people. So it's not about the objects or the things or the people that we're fearing of losing, actually. It's about our fear to let go and embrace the new, to let go of the past and embrace the new, to let go of what makes us feel comfortable in our zone of comfort and embrace the new which can be perceived by many of us as the unknown. And how is clutter related to our worst fears? If we constantly produce disorder, clutter, stress, and overwhelm in the external, then obviously something needs to be addressed in the inside. If you want to enjoy the best of life, be in the now, be in the flow, and attract more of what you love, obviously, you need to see what needs to be addressed in the inside so that in your outside world, everything will be reflected in the way that you would like to. Tip number one, write down what is important in your business and in your life and choose one value and write it down. For example, in your job, it could be trustful relationships, and in your personal life, it could be health. Tip number two, ask yourself, what are the actions that you need to take around these two specific values and eliminate what does not relate to these specific values for the moment? Tip number three, dare to say no to what is not a priority for you and what is not related to these specific values that you have identified. Tip number four, make a list of what drains you and what takes energy from you and delegate it if you do not enjoy it. And ask yourself, what are you protecting yourself from by distracting yourself when having huge to-do lists and lots of stuff around you that keep you out of focus? What is a secondary benefit that you get by being distracted by numerous small things in your life and in your business? So when we're willing to let go, when we're willing to clear clutter, when we're willing to trust and let go of our worst fears, everything becomes simple and easy to manage. Thank you. Bye.